Obey. Anthony.
1027.
Phone numbers for New York, 877-692-1027. For everyone else listening to us, you want to get a hold of the show, 866-277-4-WOW. All right, so the Titanic ride, Anthony?
Yeah, now you finally saw this. We had talked about this beforehand, and I can't believe this is not an outcry.
We saw the website and everything, and I think there was a little article in the paper. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, when we were discussing this about a month ago, I thought it was kind of a goof.
No, it's at carnivals and
I'm driving
bears.
Home. I'm outside Huntington, and somebody was throwing a kids' party, and they had the Titanic slide set up, and kids were sliding down it.
It's this big inflatable slide, and it's shaped like the Titanic, but it's only a half of it because it's tipped up, the stern way up in the air. Way up in the air, and it looks like it's sinking into the ground.
That's right, Anthony.
And the kids climb up a little ladder, and you're able to slide down the decks of the Titanic, just like the horrified, real-life human beings sliding to their death in the icy waters of the North Atlantic, bouncing off of the stacks, and when they get down, they go, I want to go again.
Right.
And they climb back up and slide down. Here is something.
I saw a couple kids bouncing off the smokestacks.
Bouncing off the smokestacks. This is something that really happened. Yeah, it was a long time ago. But thousands of people died in a horrible, horrible way. And now it has just come down to, if enough time goes by, not only can you joke about it, not only can you talk about it without having to be all somber, but you can now make a carnival ride out of it.
Right.
Look as the little children climb up to the slanted deck of the Titanic and slide down with smiles on their face. Not unlike the real passengers with big smiles on their... Oh, wait, no, those were screams of horror. But instead of getting done with the slide and going and maybe getting some ice cream, they will just freeze in the icy cold waters of the North Atlantic. This song I dedicate to the survivors of the Titanic and to all the little children, like the one I was finally able to get with my impotent husband, Rene. We froze some sperm, so when they had to cut off his cancerous testicles and prostate, I was still able to impregnate myself. The doctors put... I was still able to impregnate myself with Renee's frozen sperm. The frozen sperm bouncing into my egg, much like the Titanic bounced into that iceberg on that dark night in April of whatever effing year that was. And the people sinking slowly into the icy waters. Much like Renee's frozen sperm slammed into my ice-cold eggs. The doctor who did the artificial insemination needed an extra long turkey baster to get past my huge camel toe that you see live in concert when I wear my jumpsuits. Doesn't my camel toe look like the bow of the Titanic slammed into my icy vatch? I think so. But it all comes down when you add some years, it can be made into a carnival ride. This goes to the men and women that lost their lives on the Titanic, and mostly it is dedicated to the survivors.
I am Sam Fear, master of the pan flute.
Try the TWA Flight 800 Flume Plunge, where we light the children on fire and send them plunging to their deaths. Also, the Hiroshima Funhouse. Is that really my shadow, or that of a Jap burnt on a building? What is it? I don't know. I don't know. But disasters can be fun, just like the Titanic. Make sure you join us for Columbine Paintball. It's great. You run into a high school that looks just like Columbine. Two people with trench coats chase you with paintball guns. It's so much fun.
Hey, I'm good.
Hitler's haunted bunker. Laugh along, both Gentile and Jew, as you go through Hitler's haunted bunker. Why? Enough time passed for the Titanic. Where's the line? See, I'm making a point here. There are plenty of disasters. Let's all ride.
Rain makes a great point on line 8. Rain, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Your kid slid down the Titanic slide.
Yeah, last year at the Sussex County Fair, my son went down that. And they, the funny thing is, before he gets on, they're like, hey, you can't come on here with your sneakers on. You got to take your shoes off. I'm like, hey, this isn't in bad enough taste as it is, but your kid's got to take his shoes off to pretend he's dying on the Titanic.
That's great. Do they have old people to trample over and push out of the way like they did to the lifeboats? They should have, like, hire old people on the deck of the Titanic to push out of the way. Squirt them with a hose till the old bastards drown in the icy waters of the North Atlantic.
I wonder if they hose down the kids with really, really cold water before they
hose them down.
Oh, God.
That is awful. That's great. We also have little games for them to play at the carnival. We have JonBenet Ramsey Whack-A-Mole, where you beat her over the head with a replica of her father's junk.
Larry, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
And enjoy the food. It's the Donner Party Buffet. $4.99 a person.
What about the Chandra Levy hide-and-seek game?
Oh, now that is truly in bad taste.
Oh, yeah, not enough time has passed by. I'm not learning.
The fun part, she never gets to yell, Ali Ali oxen free, because she's dead.
Larry.
Yeah. Hey. I came by a fireman's picnic the other day, coming back from the store, and I saw this thing, and I saw this ship, and I said, what is that thing? And my wife says, I don't know, it looks like a ship. And I thought it was half deflated. And when I drove by it, I said, oh, that's the Titanic.
Titanic cry, for the love of God. And if the kids are too young to play on the Titanic ride, remember, you can go in the William Shatner kiddie pool. Bill Shatner will stand as lifeguard and do nothing as you drown.
Oh, my God. Allegedly.
Look at that poor little bastard struggling for his life. I'll just stand there and call the cops in about, oh, and out.
Anthony, what's going on? Anthony. Oh, this guy's got a great line. Anthony!
Yes.
Go.
I want to know if they close the gates to all the poor kids and let the rich kids go first.
They lock him up in the bilge.
You look in the lower portion of the Titanic ride. There's poor people down there covered in coal dust. Sean, what's going on?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, you forgot about the Susan Smith car flume, which goes into the water with the kids in it.
Oh, God. Hey, why not? Now people are going to be like, now that's outrageous. But how much time has to pass before it's in good taste?
Well, it actually reminds me of another game that I thought was really fun. It's the Oklahoma City bombing game. And if you win the game, you're carried away by a crying fireman.
It's awful. But I mean, why is the Titanic any different? Why the hell can they make a ride out of it just because enough time went by? That you make a run. Could you imagine a Flight 800 flume? Come on.
Today's lunch special, Sharon Tater Tots.
Yes, the Manson experience. where you, the little kids get a clown like Charles Manson to paint their faces up with little swastikas on their head.
Bob writes, I can't wait for the Puerto Rican Day Parade lawn sprinkler game.
Those aren't water weenies.
Let's go to Greg. Greg, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Oh, and hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
Congratulations on syndication.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's happening. Thanks.
Yeah, don't forget the Paula Poundstone slumber party. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, see? Well, that's too new. That's horrible that you said that. Much too new.
There's also the new Navigator game where they cover you in banana juice and allow four baboons to attack you in a Navigator.
Oh, wow. That happened yesterday.
That's awful. Oh, you got to get copyright on it quick before you jump on.
Man.
Oh. Oh.
Well, you get the point. Whew.
And, of course, yes, the Ted Kennedy log flume. You go with your girl, but only you come out. And you can win a JFK Jr. Cupid doll. At the, oh, wait, they really have that.
Did you see this?
In the post, yeah.
JFK Jr. little Cupid doll. The Danbury Mint putting it out. It's little JFK Jr. saluting like he did at his dad's funeral.
He looks like one of the Beatles in that, doesn't he?
Hey,
not the one with brain
tumor.
You know what ride I go on, Anthony? Cool. The Rockaway Beach Wave Pool.
Oh, God. Oh, nice. That's still on the cover of the New York paper.
That's why I'm here, baby.
That's horrible.
Tragic. Three girls drowned in Rockaway Beach.
It's just a ride.
My God.
The lifeguards are sleeping. I don't know what happened.
That is awful because that's too new. You have to wait. Maybe 80 years from now, they make a ride out of it. Because that seems to be what happens.
There's some great ideas for kid games on the phones. We might have to go right to the phones after break here.
Join us at the Phil Hartman Shooting Gallery.
Oh, no.
Ding, ding. Oh, ow, God. That hurt.
Hey. God, I wish I knew her name, the Houston Mother Dunk Tank. God, I can't remember the name.
No.
Five kids in the tub.
You might remember me when I was alive.
Oh.
Sorry, Jay. It's close to home, doesn't it? Okay.
I still feel bad about Rockaway Wave.
Yeah, well, you should.
I'm like, those are someone's kids. And
I know.
Said
see?
That person could be listening.
We're making a point here.
There was a point to be made.
That the Titanic ride is no different than any of these other tragedies.
It's inappropriate.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. We better take a break.
There you go.
And we'll be back with you.
Melissa.
It says Marissa on the line.
Melissa. It's actually not my real name. It's my Melissa Manor. That would be my porn name.
All right. That's your porn name?
Yeah, you remember? Middle name, first name of the street.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We did that bit a while ago. Now,
yeah, long time ago.
All right, Melissa.
Melissa, I wanted you.
All right, hold on. We know what you want to say, and I think you got to leave it to us so we can get this on the radio. Anthony, if you will.
Okay. It says last night was the first night you ever did blank
balloon knot action.
Very good.
Just
Yay!
Call it.
Welcome to the club.
Just call it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Kimmy, that would be correct.
Kimmy, she was a hoa.
Can you make yours breathe like the girl from the other day, though?
Nah, I don't have those other skills.
All right.
All right, Marissa.
Melissa.
Melissa.
Wait, could someone fix that on a goddamn screen? How am I supposed to go into a goddamn death dedication? Hi.
All right, there you go. Melissa.
Apparently the person who wrote it was Japanese.
Marissa. Oh.
Oh.
So now, last night, the first night you got balloon knot action, how old are you?
27.
27. And what made you wait so long?
I don't know. I was always very afraid to do it.
Yeah, how did this guy weasel his way?
Yeah, how did he talk you into it?
Yeah.
He didn't have to talk me into it.
It was what do you mean?
He didn't have to talk me into it. All he did was, slip a couple of...
Wait, hold on.
All right.
Not sure how much of that is going to get through. If you
see, slow down.
We can't even really have descriptions that are anything more than completely vague. So what he did was, first there was maybe a few digits involved. Let's just say some digits involved.
Some manual labor, perhaps.
Right, manual labor.
Yeah.
And that led to you saying, hey,
what the hell?
I think, you know, if that's possible, then the other thing's possible.
Yeah, well, actually, we had discussed it earlier in the day. I told him I had never done that, and he told me that he had never done that.
How much? A couple of digits and then a punch in the face, Opie?
There you go.
They're ready. They're loosened up.
How much alcohol was involved?
Yeah.
None.
Look at you.
None. Alcohol makes it better, though.
Wow.
That is and we such got a plenty in line, here.
So, Melissa.
Yes.
How did you enjoy it?
It was really, really good.
Oh.
Even she was a hooah.
Wow. So you like it now?
Oh. Yeah.
Like, what was I waiting for?
Exactly.
Ouch.
Did he,
the swing.
Ouch.
Did he give you the reach around?
Of course.
And now you, you're into it.
How are you positioned?
Doggy style. Did that get through?
See, no, it totally got through, but everyone just kind of, everyone stopped, didn't talk, and pictured it.
Yeah.
All right. Give us a little description of yourself.
Okay. Let's see.
I'm 4'10", 250.
No.
I wrecked the whole thing.
About 5'5", 130.
A lot of back hair.
No.
Yeah.
Strawberry blonde.
Nice. Okay.
Blue eyes.
So delicious.
Yeah.
Let's see. Very, very large chest.
Really? How large are we talking?
38 triple D.
So you're used to getting the TF, right?
Actually, I don't like that.
What?
With at the all.
What? That's not for you, honey. The TF is not for you.
Who I don't like you? It. The TF isn't for you. The you. It's for the guy.
Well, I'm
he'll
really
leave
good.
You a little something when he's done.
I'm really good at other things, so.
Oh,
you don't
really?
Need to do that.
Oh, I bet you are.
So, very good.
Pure debauchery.
That is a very nice story. You're welcome to the wonderful world of balloon knot pleasure.
Yeah, I just hope that all my coworkers that at a laboratory are not listening.
Not many people listen to the show. Don't worry about it.
Oh, not too many, right?
And you're using the fake name Melissa.
Oh yeah.
Melissa,
her real name is Barbara.
What were the other things you said you were good at?
Do I have to? I don't think I can say it.
Well,
you said everything else.
You don't have to spell it out.
You said you were good at certain things. Was
Horrible.
Bobbing for dignity? Is that what we got
from yesterday?
There you go.
You're good at that.
Now, did he use something, any type of...
lubricant? No.
No?
Didn't need to.
Wow. You guys are all... prison lube.
Oh,
nice.
Didn't need that.
Did
you just stare at it. Eat it.
Yeah, did he do that first?
All right.
And you're nice and clean back there? No hair or nothing?
No, I'm completely shaved.
And you felt like you had to share this with us today. Man.
I had to.
We love our listeners.
It rocks. Thank you, Melissa.
You're welcome.
All right.
And you guys, I love you guys.
Well, we love you.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I have to take a shower.
Feeling dirty.
I feel filthy.
All right, we're going to let you go, okay?
What a great little story.
Bravo.
That was a good one.
The old dirt road, they call it.
The long and winding.
Yeah.
That's a winner.
How's that for a topper?
Marie doesn't want to rain on our parade.
What?
Marie.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I just wanted to call. I hate to rain on your guys' parade, but that girl was totally full of it.
Why?
There's no way that she had balloon knot action and didn't use any kind of lube. It's impossible.
No, it isn't.
Kimmy's word for it, please. Listen to Kimmy.
Marie, you are ruining it.
Marie, you never heard of
was it 30 seconds?
I got
natural
my
lube?
Seconds.
Yeah, but she said she didn't use anything.
No,
like,
natural lube, just where the heat of the moment makes its own. You know what I mean?
Wow, if she could do it, I don't know. I don't believe it for a second. I did it for the first time the other day, and there's no way.
Well, let's hear about it. What happened?
Maybe she had a smaller applicator.
Yeah, maybe she's going out with an Asian guy.
Now, Marie. Marie, you had balloon knot action first time a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And how old are you?
22. 20.
You're 20, and how did he talk you into it? Was there booze?
No.
No?
No. No. Some people earn it after a while.
Earn it. So he's put in his time. And how did he make the move?
Excuse me?
Anyway. Ow.
How did he make his move?
He just asked.
He asked you?
Nicely.
He asked
that's
you.
All it takes to ask nicely, huh?
Well, you know, if you put in your time and you earn it, then, you know.
So now you have a decision to make right after he asks. It's going through your head. You know you've never done this before. What's going through your mind?
Well.
That you said, yeah, what the hell, give it a shot.
Yeah, basically.
And how did it go?
It went well. It went very well.
Now, we started out with maybe some manual action.
Yeah.
And then worked his way. If he was counting on his hands, what would he have counted up to?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just holding up two fingers and looking at it. All right, that's good. That's good. And then he decided, all right, you're ready.
Yeah.
And you used a lube?
Yeah.
What'd you use?
Well, I guess baby oil.
Baby oil?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how did it go? Did it hurt?
It's called
yes.
baby oil. It's supposed to be used on babies. I mean,
well.
Come on, you're a little too old for it.
Yeah, okay.
So it was nice and slow, and
after 13,
it didn't hurt.
Well, I mean, yeah, it does, but, you know.
Hey, Melissa's back on the line. Melissa. Yeah.
Hi.
Marie's saying you're full of S.
I hear that. Well, if maybe her boyfriend got her as wet as mine did.
All right, hold on.
What was that? I totally missed that.
Hold on. They had to dump out of that.
Damn it.
Oh,
They're fighting over the anal pleasure.
And whose boyfriend gets them hotter for it.
Right.
Yeah, because
maybe he didn't need to accommodate as much as I did. So, well, you know, some girls are luckier than others.
I don't know about
accommodate
that.
Accommodate as much. Oh, I see. Now she's talking up the boyfriend.
Right.
He's calling me the Mississippi River. That's my nickname.
The Mississippi River.
You must be so proud.
Yes. Well, Marie, what are you like the Lincoln
Tunnel?
What are you?
You know the Mississippi River is a little on the muddy side.
It's all muddy. Yeah, maybe he was looking at muddy waters.
Well, you could get all four of them in here. They can all just
they
show
can try
us.
It out.
Just
Old
show
man
us.
River.
This is the first for our show. Two girls arguing over the balloon knot pleasure.
And the need or no need for a lubricant and the boyfriend
we went
size.
From one spot to the other very easily. That was all.
But well, remember, don't like, ever go from balloon knot to the coochie.
You know, if that's true. But I just don't think
good
it is.
Infection.
But if it's true, that's good for her.
Yeah, we didn't use anything that wasn't natural. So.
Okay. Well, that's great. I hope you guys
unnatural.
Do it a lot.
This whole conversation
and congratulations
unnatural.
To you, too.
Thank you.
I can listen to two girls talking about balloon knot pleasure for the next
please,
hour.
Please, I know.
Now you know the other girl's going to go home and graduate to the non-lubricated state now.
Yeah, maybe I need to give myself the challenge.
All right.
Exactly.
All right, Lisa wants in on this conversation here. Lisa, you're on with Melissa and Marie.
Yeah, if you need lube, you're a loser.
Oh, why is that?
Oh, that's not
take
nice.
It, no, honey, take it like a champ, okay?
Take it like a champ.
Yeah.
Now, what do you mean by that?
The whole point of it is getting it.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Don't even go into anything that might be a little descriptive.
Right.
The whole point of it is to get it going without any help?
Right.
To park the car in the garage.
Are you into the pain of it or something?
Just a little bit of pain, but usually, you know, a girl can have her own lubrication. I mean, I have three other friends that actually their nicknames are butt plug, and they take it, you know, they take it without the lube.
When you got a nickname of butt plug, you pretty much know what you're getting. Of course, the pain is deadened by the spade shovel to the back of the head. That's the technique I like to use when they say ow. Jesus Christ. You girls rule, man.
Thank you, guys.
I like to give my girlfriend an epidural before I do it.
I'll check back in when there's round two, okay?
All right.
Okay. Have a good day, guys. Bye, Kimmy.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, girls.
Bye.
To lube or not to lube.
Some of the girls enjoy the no lube because of a little pain. Some like it. I don't know.
It's a whole borderline
thing. I hope they didn't dump
Kimmy.
Out.
Yes.
I hope they didn't dump out too
much
of that.
Why don't you just ask the expert?
Yes, Kimmy. Well, when did you first experience the pleasure of balloon knot pleasure?
A few years ago.
A few years back?
A few years back.
And how did you decide that this was the time and this was the guy?
It was something that I had in the back of my mind.
Hopefully it was a few shots of Jägermeister.
Yeah, a little bit. It helps you relax and you just...
There you go.
You know.
And did you kind of just roll over and give that inviting look? Or did he pull the oops? Yeah. Some guys are like, hey, I didn't know.
And then it's like, well, you're halfway there. You may as well finish. Go for the home run.
Wow. God. Right there in Kimmy's own outback. There you go. Nice. Nice.
Did it make you arrive?
Yes.
Can we say that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
very good.
Look at Devin learning how to do radio one day.
Right on. Thank you.
Yesterday, you would have been a filthy mess.
And if Norton was here, he'd be showing us how it's done.
I love him and his little bald head.
There you go. And you enjoyed it. And
it makes you arrive.
Yes. Because yeah. You know what it is? It's a different kind of... stimulation?
No, I don't know how it is.
You know, Anthony.
You know how it is. You know, when you got a big C up the A. Hey, oh, look who's in here now.
Jim Norton.
Norton.
Hey. Oh, I got a head to rub. Get over here now.
Yeah, a head to rub. Insert joke here.
Oh,
there you
it.
Go. You
Jim,
like that.
Good to see you. How are you, man?
Hey, Norton. We're talking about balloon knot pleasure.
Balloon knot pleasure, yeah. The girls are calling in saying they first had it like last night or a couple of days ago. And it's fascinating, the story of how they decide now is the time.
You know what it is? It's a sneaky little thing in the back of your head, and it's just, you know
it's
what?
Not in the back of your head. It could be sneaky.
It's
it could be little.
You just get a couple of drinks, and you just blame it on the alcohol, or it's something where, like I said, the guy does a little slip.
Mm-hmm. The slip.
That's really how he just slips. Like, he doesn't say anything to you.
But the slip
means... That's the
most
uncouth thing I've heard.
Yeah, and the slip means... You're, like, totally going for it. Like it's, let's just count. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1! You know? It's like, yeah, whoa! You can't slow down and all of a sudden get gentle with the slip move. Because it's like, oh, it's an accident. If you all of a sudden slow down and start being very slow and gentle, it's like, you knew where you were going.
Ouch.
The slip move is like, being pummeled.
Ouch.
It's right?
Ouch.
It's kind of like when you're in the push-up position.
Yeah.
As me, as a woman would be on the push-up position.
I don't
believe
it. The push-up.
Yeah.
The push-up position. You're in a push-up.
Yeah. So that way, you know, you're all arched or whatever, and then it's easier because you're relaxed, and it's kind of you're not anticipating, and then all of a sudden everything's relaxed already.
Okay, let's just ponder that for a second.
Yeah, let's hold on. Everyone hold on.
A moment of silence for...
Greatest thing! Miserable crap!
All right, the push-up position.
This is legal, isn't it?
A little back arch.
And then
you're ready to rock.
And you're ready to rock. And
he doesn't ask you anything. He doesn't say anything to you. I mean, he doesn't prepare you. He doesn't, like, ask
Okay, you know what? I've done it more than once now, so it's like, remember time one.
Nice.
Usually I just say, you tell your parents your sister's dead.
has the guy...
That's the easiest way.
Has the guy ever, let's just say, how can I put this? Has the guy ever prepared the area for you? And let's just say the way he's preparing the area, he wouldn't be able to whistle a tune as he's doing it.
He gives an oral dissertation.
Yes. You know what? Let me tell you, I love that.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at how he puts his head in his hands.
I just met my wife.
Dude, that's what I was telling you about in the office. The dirty penny.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it tastes like pennies.
If anything's tasting like a dirty penny, you better go to a doctor.
Or mushroom. It tastes like mushrooms sometimes.
Mushrooms! Yeah, shiitake mushrooms.
Hey, why aren't the girls making it
I don't
out
know,
there?
Man. To me, it tastes like baby powder. I don't...
Yeah, just call back.
I don't know what you guys are talking
24-hour callback. Nice.
I never liked...
What are we talking about? Hey, get with what we're talking about. Balloon knot pleasure.
I was never a big balloon knot. The first time I ever had it was with a girlfriend, and it looked like... You ever step in mud?
Oh,
you pull
no.
your foot out of the mud?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
Well, you shouldn't use your foot.
Well, I was like doing a Duncan Hines commercial. I was so irritated. It's true. I had to use a towel and wipe off with a towel and then throw the towel down the sewer.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Jim, that has happened.
True story, too. Disgusting.
What alley did you throw the towel in?
Right,
okay. That was called Exhibit B.
Right. Well, geez, Norton, did you burp her first at least? I mean, come on. Oh,
you didn't save the towel to wipe the mace off your face?
Give her a brand muffin next time.
Wow. Rodney Dangerfield should be here in minutes.
Hey, tell you about my balloon nut.
In about 20 minutes.
I got to tell you.
Can we all just ponder that for a moment, too?
Let me see. Oh, Jimmy from New Jersey, Anthony, really fast.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I just can't decide if I'd rather listen to 56 more hours of Mike and the Mad Dog talking about 61, the new movie about Mantle and Maris, or Kimmy from Survivor talking about having a big C in her A.
Why don't we talk about that, Mikey? I don't understand it. I'm a fan. We ought to do that. We get better ratings. If we talk about, how's your balloon knot there, Mikey? What about the first time you had a balloon knot? Pleasures, Mikey. What was it? Couple of digits first? If we want to keep it on the sports field, how about a baseball bat, Mikey? I got an autographed baseball bat here. Mike Piazza baseball bat, Mikey, bend over. Time for some balloon knot pleasures. How are we supposed to win in the ratings if we can't talk about balloon knot pleasures? Mike from Queens, you're on the phone talking about balloon knot pleasures.
All right, well, let's take a break. We'll be back. Give us a call, 212-757-1027. Kamal from the Jerky Boys is on the hotline, Anthony.
Kamal?
Kamal.
What are you doing? I go to dentist.
That was funny.
Oh, my feet hurt. Bleeding and he punched me.
Why do you must torture me so much? You have to spend wow over this guy.
I got to tell you, the dental malpractice one, probably one of the funniest ones that I've ever heard. I don't know. I like the Frank Rizzo stuff. Oh, of course. The Frank Rizzo stuff. Very popular. But are you guys speaking yet?
Let me tell you something.
Yo.
You know how I came up with that scream? You know how I came up with that scream?
How?
It's a crazy story, man.
When you were getting up the poop chute? Stop it, Opie.
I know. It was your mom. She was putting a thumb in my
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. She says, it's even tighter than my son.
She'll do that.
Yeah. So check it out. Back about 10 years ago, I had this pizzeria in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, my peeps, my father's from Bangladesh. There was a nutty Bangladeshi guy living, living on the top floor.
Uh-huh.
I'm sleeping in the back. I was in the first floor. It was like 3 a.m, and I think I'm dreaming, hearing my name being screamed out.
Uh-huh.
And then I wake up going, that ain't a dream. That's someone screaming my name. I go to the door. I look far down the hallway. It's this, the Bangladeshi guy being caught in between the two doors by some big crackhead. He was beating the living piss out of the guy. Like, I never seen a guy getting in. He was screaming out, going, come on!
No way. Come on.
Yeah?
Come on?
Hello?
Come on.
Where'd he go?
I think we lost Kamal from the Jerky Boys. If he's listening,
damn.
If he could call back, we'd appreciate it.
What happened to the phone?
I don't know. He must be on a cell phone or something.
Kamal!
Hello?
What happened there?
Oh,
wow.
He's back on.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know.
Were you in your car or something?
No, I'm not calling from the cell phone. That's weird. Yeah, so the guy was screaming, and that's where those and all that came from. So I was just copying this guy getting beat up, and I chased after the guy with a bat. And I ended up knocking out.
Bat? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Come on.
God damn it.
Boy, I... Kamal. Kamal.
Kamal. Yeah.
What's that clicking?
Kamal. Hello.
Hello.
Kamal, what's going on? What's that clicking?
What do you got, like, caller...
I don't know. I got all this nutty stuff on my phone.
No, something's clicking, and then you're like...
And then you get cut off.
We don't hear you, and then all of a sudden you're back...
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on.
See if there's another call on the line.
Hello.
All right, we'll wait.
Hello. Yeah, that's a silly story anyway.
Yeah.
what's up? Hey, listen, I called to ask you guys a question, man.
Yeah.
You know that chick that makes all the hats, Ivy Supersonic?
No.
You don't know her? She was never on your show?
No.
All right. I'm directing this soft porn thing with her in it, and we're putting all rock stars. And...
You're doing a porno?
No, I'm directing it.
Oh.
Believe me, if I showed my tool, it would be in a hardware magazine over there.
Oh, so, yeah,
but check it out. Do you guys want to be in it? It's going to be like tons of naked chicks, celebrities.
Do we want to be in a...
Yeah, no, you don't have... Thankfully, I don't want you guys naked in the thing, you know?
Do we want to be in a soft porno that Kamal from the Jerky Boys is now directing?
That's right. If they see you naked, they will be soft.
Is this your directorial debut?
No. I've already directed a few things, actually.
What'd you direct?
I directed this documentary called Artists of Hell's Kitchen.
You directed Johnny out of your life.
That was pretty easy.
What's Johnny doing?
I got no idea, man.
You don't ever even speak with the other Jerky Boy.
Let's talk to Johnny.
What happened? Call him up.
Let's go. Let's
get him on the phone.
Let's settle the differences now on the radio.
Yeah, there's no, you know, the thing is, it's like...
Frank Rizzo.
What happened between you two boys?
Yeah, what happened with you and Frank? Hello, Kamal?
Johnny.
Kamal.
The hell?
Whatever happened.
Come on.
I don't know. You guys are doing something.
We're not doing anything.
Not a thing.
Yeah.
We were big Jerky Boy fans growing up.
Yeah, we mean growing up. You guys are my age. What are you talking about?
We're 67 years old.
That's right.
Yeah, well, you know, if you guys want to be in it, please be my guest. It's going to be tons
of
rock.
I got to know where Johnny is.
We want to talk to Johnny. Frank Rizzo?
I don't know.
Where's Johnny?
He lives upstate in the country. Not really upstate. He lives in, Washingtonville or something like that?
You had a good thing going, the both of yous, and something had to come between yous. We would love to know what broke up the Jerky Boys.
Green stuff you put in a wallet.
It wasn't a Yoko Ono thing?
He probably felt...
No, I have talent.
He probably felt his... Did he feel that his characters were better than yours and he wanted more money?
Well, it started out... Like on a friendship kind of thing, and then like when money got in the way, like it turned to something else. But
here's my take on it.
That's a long time ago.
I think Johnny was probably getting more money than you.
Oh no, he did get more money. Yeah. I never said he didn't.
And it like pissed you off.
No, never.
It never pissed you off. So then what happened?
My whole thing is this:
mm-hmm.
Everyone could make money in this country.
Yeah.
You know. And my father, my father came here as an immigrant, made a lot of money in this country doing his own thing, and he told me, hey, you got guys mopping up, mopping in peep show theaters. People do that for a living. You're making funny phone calls and getting paid for it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I never looked at it as, he's making more money than me, but it just turned into something that wasn't cool. I don't know, maybe one day when I'm in the mood I'll talk, but...
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
Is this call going to be on your next prank call tape?
Whoa. You guys want to be in a soft porno movie?
Soft porno, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, you don't want to go the distance?
I guess if I shoot you naked, it'll be one of those short movies there.
Ah. You don't want to go the distance and just get the hardcore effing big...
What, you mean the...
A-effing, T-effing?
What was that?
You know, go the distance with the A-effing and the T-effing and every kind of effing.
No, because, I'm gonna try to sell this thing on TV with some movie guys I'm working with, you know? You know when you watch the cable, they show, like, those videos for sale that the girls take off their shirts all over the place?
All over the country.
Yeah, I think those are stupid. Who wants to see a girl's boobs and that's it, you know? I'd rather see the whole stuff, you know?
Exactly.
Hey, come on, what happened to that CD you put out?
Yeah, where did that go?
It was out for, what, a week?
No, it's still out, man. It's picking up.
Did anyone buy it?
Not really.
Johnny bought it.
Not really. I think a lot of people don't know about it, you know?
Yeah.
Would you like... But you guys played some of it, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, you know? But, it's out there. It's good. I think it's better than the last two Jerky Boy records, to tell you the truth.
I had a problem with my effing boss.
That's what Kamal's saying.
You know, the thing is that everyone in this country...
Wow.
Kamal?
Hello?
Hello?
Kamal?
Hello?
Denmark!
Kamal?
Hello?
Denmark!
Hello?
Okay, terrific.
What the hell happened to Carl?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you're very naughty.
Yeah. Come on.
How'd you like to mow my lawn?
What?
I don't know what's going on, but I keep getting disconnected.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Well, check it out. Do you guys want to be in it or what?
Most people get the hint at this point.
I have my people talk to your people. If you want to be in it, serious. No, it'll be fun. It'll be a bunch of laughs.
Can I get some herpes or AIDS?
No,
or
you're not
like going
to be like sexual. It's going to be
I'm going to be in a softcore porno. I want to do some effing.
No, there's going to be like naked models in the thing, and all you got to do is just hang out.
Should we bring all our shoes and glasses so we have them?
No, that's the other guy. Jokes when the other guy calls the show.
I love that guy. He does. I love the song.
You gonna have fluff girls there at least?
Yeah, I hope, man.
Give us a little something in between.
Need a little fluffing.
Frank Rizzo.
Look, jerky.
Why do you insult me when I'm calling you?
Hello. I was half of a comedy team, and now I'm making porno.
Yeah, but my stakes are going up.
Oh, what happened? I was in a movie.
Well,
remember the Jerky Boys movie?
Have naked girls,
and all of a sudden now I'm directing pornos.
Hey, I go to where the money is, babe.
I hear
you. You know what I'm saying?
Bam!
Yo, what's up? My sweet little bitch.
Oh, my ass. It's tearing the ass out of me.
Hello, I'd like to put him in a porno movie and tear the ass out of him. With a plunger. Hey, did you see that Insane Clown Posse movie?
Hey, when are you guys going to be on Behind the Music, huh? the one where they were banging?
Yeah, well, you got to hear me play the bass, man. I'm one of the greatest bass players in rock and roll history.
Yeah, I play the bass guitar.
Yeah, you'll see.
Ugh.
I'm telling you, my fingers fly on that thing.
All right, well, we'll have to consider the soft porno with...
Yeah, my fingers will be flying on that thing, too.
With the guy from the Jerky Boys.
Yeah.
So all right, come on.
If you guys want to be in it, I'm serious. No jokes, man. I think you guys, look, I'm dead serious. I think you guys took over New York.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very disappointed with you.
Very disappointed.
Yeah. I think you guys are guys.
What other guy? The Frank Rizzo guy?
No, he's talking about the other.
Hey, what happened?
Hello?
Kamal?
What the hell is wrong with the phones today, Anthony?
Kamal.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh,
damn it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
John Bush! Ah!
All right, guys. So what's up, man? You guys want to grab a beer or what?
Were you the Egyptian magician guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tarbash.
Tarbash.
And I was working right across the street for you for a month.
Were you like Kissel, too? Were you over at Associated Grocery making
a
sandwich?
Yeah, right in that building. There's a thing called EIATA.com. I know, you're being funny right now with the supermarket. I'm going to come in and smack your head on the left side.
Oh, he hit me.
and knocked
my glasses off. I was beaten about the head and neck.
I'll punch you so hard your kids will be born dizzy. Is this thing working?
I love it, man.
Whoa. Hey, you guys like German food?
What? This is this is a new record, by the way. Come on.
Yeah. Hey, why don't we give this friend of mine who owns a German restaurant a prank?
A Sports Illustrated football phone over there?
No. Can't your guy that, you know, I don't want to give the guy's number on the air. But
no, don't do that.
Come on. You want to do that?
Come on, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
How are you able to call back so fast?
Well, because I know how to dial a number.
That is fast.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Now watch.
Like the second you get disconnected.
Yeah, watch. When I hang up on you, 1-100, 2-100, 3-100, 4-100, 5-100. He's back.
And, yeah, there.
Come on.
Wow. Hello.
You are fast.
What is it, redial? Yeah.
Well, fortunately, the girls don't say that.
You're doing the redial thing?
No, you're a guy over there. I think you guys are clowning around getting rid of me, but he keeps putting me back on.
Oh, okay.
You know?
How'd you like to
So you don't
want to
do that prank or what?
What prank?
Well, call this German restaurant in my neighborhood. He's a big fan of yours.
Oh, you want to do like prank calls together and stuff?
Yeah, you want to do that? Put out an album.
The Jerky Trio.
Yeah, we'll be like the Mills Brothers or something like that.
And then people will say, hey, where's Frank Rizzo guy? And we'll be like, oh, he's gone. Like Skid Row without Sebastian Bach. The album will be called...
See, that guy's doing Broadway
the
now.
The album will be called Opie Anthony
All right,
and the Unfunny Guy from the Jerky
no,
Boys.
What the hell are you doing over there?
You're like the other guy from Wham.
Oh, man.
Andrew Ridley.
Are you all right trying to diss me? What about you, man? Come on, I'm fans of you guys. I'm calling you up out of the blue. You
Big
guys, you
fans.
Guys...
Yeah, this was definitely a treat.
Come on.
Was it a treat? Hey, listen, if you guys want to be in it, think about it. I'll call you back in a week. If you want, I could send some models over there.
Yeah.
That are going to be in this thing. No strip on your show.
Well, come on. We got to cut you off because Jesse Camp is waiting to get on the air.
Okay. He's going to be in it, too.
All right, come on.
All right. See you later. Then.
All right. Call back anytime.
All right.
There you go.
All right. All right. Bye.
Anthony Flaming Arrow from Staten Island.
Yeah.
You would think that if one guy would know when somebody was effing with him over the phone, it would be Kamal from the Jerky Boys.
Yeah, right?
Isn't the funniest thing is just doing all of Johnny's impressions for Kamal? Very good. I want to thank Kamal for checking
yes,
in today.
Anthony. Jerky Boy.
Phone numbers for New York, 877-692-1027. For everyone else listening to us, you want to get a hold of the show, 866-277-4WOW. How was Spinal Tap last night, Anthony?
Oh, rock!
Yeah?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun, man. Spinal Tap, saw him last night at the Beacon. Had a star-studded audience, Opie.
A lot of people were there?
Star-studded.
Was it the place to be last night?
It seemed to be the place to be, yes. For the likes of Penn from Penn and Teller, the guy from Will and Grace, Will from Will and Grace.
Is he the gay guy?
He's one of the gay guys on the show, but I think he overcomes it out in public by just always being wrapped around his hot wife, girlfriend, whatever she is. It's hysterical. Yes, I'm gay on the show, but look, I'm going to F a girl right here in front of you just to prove I'm not.
That's going to suck that you're the gay guy in a hit sitcom if you're not gay.
Because, you know, the gay guys just probably come up to him all the time. I just love you. Get out of here, faggy.
So you ran into the gay guy from Will and Grace, but he's not gay.
I didn't run into him, Opie. The way you make it sound like I ran into him.
But he's not gay because he was with his hot wife or girlfriend or something. And he made sure everyone was checking him out when he was with his hot wife or girlfriend.
Right.
Okay.
Making sure.
I got it.
And I think he was trying to be a little bit of a tough guy in front of his girlfriend. A little tough guy.
What, slapping around a little bit?
No, that would have worked, though. That works, too. No, he's sitting in his seat watching Spinal Tap, and his chick is on the aisle seat, right? And he's next to her. And some people were walking in the aisle, and his girl couldn't see. So he kind of leans over his girlfriend, taps the guy, and goes, hey, she can't see. And the guy just turns around and goes, shut up, faggot.
He did not.
No, he moved. But he shut up, faggot. But, at one point they got up, and right before he sat down, someone threw a drink in his chair. So he sat, and his ass got wet. Just like a real gay guy.
Oh.
Come on. Gay guys sitting in seats that people have dumped water on or something.
Anthony, we're on in San Francisco now. Cut it out.
Hey, man. Well,
we
got to
make a good impression for everyone listening
in
San Francisco.
We welcome everyone.
That's a winner.
We welcome everybody.
So what else happened at Spinal Tap?
We got a clip of somebody talking to... the guy from Will and Grace.
Friggin' fag, you want to make out or something?
That's horrible. That's not him.
So is Penn the one that talks or doesn't
the
talk?
The big one.
Oh,
yeah.
The big guy that
the
talks.
Big guy
okay.
That talks.
All right.
He was there. Also, Steven Van Zandt from, of course,
Miami Steve.
E Street Band.
And The Sopranos.
The Sopranos. Now, everybody knows. More people are coming up to him asking him about taking pictures with him because they know him from The Sopranos than from Springsteen. And then he's talking to me about he wants a show on WNEW here in New York.
He wants to do a talk show?
No, he wants to do like a garage rock show. We already have the Eddie Trunk show there Saturday night.
And he does a good job with that.
No, it'd be like, you know, something on the weekend where he would do something. I'm like, all right, you know, I'll talk to Ken Stevens for you. Bada bing.
Just like, hey, he was pitching you a rock show.
I do you a favor, maybe you do me a favor. Bada bing.
Does he understand we don't really play music anymore on this radio station?
That's something I don't know, see?
Yeah. No, I think he knows that, but I think he was pitching some kind of weekend show.
All right.
Yeah. And Spinal Tap rocked. You know, they did all the hits, but they were kind of, I'm sorry, they're kind of dicks. They really are.
Well, yeah, they blew us off yesterday.
They blew everyone off. Everybody.
It's just amazing because we presented the Spinal Tap show. Opie and Anthony present.
Says it on the ticket.
We're concert promoters as well in our spare time.
Yeah, for some reason. I don't know what that entails.
We have presented Andrew Dice Clay in the past and now Spinal Tap. So
the Garden.
You would think if we're going to help them sell tickets for their show, because it wasn't sold out, right, Ant?
Yeah.
They would, I don't know, maybe, you know, come down to the station and, you know, hang on our show. They blew us off.
Yeah, totally blew us off.
And I heard they were kind of dicks to their fans and backstage last night, huh?
We're hanging out backstage, and it was hard enough for me to get a pass. I got one pass, and for me and my girlfriend, and that was it. I have my brother Joe, Cowbell Bill hanging out, Big Kev, Joe Curry. Everyone I went with had to sit out there, and then I got my messages on the phone later. Dude, man, I guess you couldn't get us in and stuff, but, you know, it's cool. I enjoyed the show. So I'm the dick. I'm the bad guy. Now I'm the bad. You need a person like me. You need me. I'm the bad guy.
You got to take care of your entourage, Anthony.
Well, I didn't see anybody. I saw fleeting glimpses of people that were in Spinal Tap.
The Anthony entourage.
My entourage. My peeps. I'm like P. Diddy. I'm P. Diddy. I'm P. Diddy. P. Diddy. So I go back there. I barely see Spinal Tap, you know, the guys.
Mm-hmm.
They leave through the back door to go to their limos. There's people waiting outside for autographs. Not a lot of people. But there's, like, guys waiting out there for some autographs with some Spinal Tap memorabilia. Nothing. They walked right past them. Right past them.
Maybe
nothing.
They were, you know, trying to be rock stars.
Hey, look, you know, you're taking your Spinal Tap thing a little too friggin' seriously. It was a goof band, a movie back in, like, 1982, 83.
Maybe they're gay.
Maybe they're gay. Hey, faggy. Maybe they're...
Nice head, dicks. Where you going? You too big now, faggots? You sucked on SNL, dick!
Jim Brewer in the studio.
Jim
I
Brewer.
I paid for you, faggy!
Were you on SNL during the time any of them were on?
No.
No? They,
no?
They missed each other.
Longer. Right, right.
Yeah. Really? Michael McCann wasn't on, like, a part-time thing?
He was on for, what, a season?
Yeah, I know.
All those guys are. They were on for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah. Christopher Guest. The only one that was on a short amount of time was Anthony Michael Hall.
Oh,
God! Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The Anthony Michael Hall
Julia
month.
Wasn't that Julia Dreyfus, too? And
yeah, she was on, sure. Seinfeld.
Michael Anthony was on a tear, too. I mean, he kind of had the gayish geek thing going, but you loved him. Because he got high in that movie.
He had that growth spurt, and it was all over.
And then all of a sudden, I was like, what happened?
Now I think he's in that.
Sunny Live.
I think he's in that movie, that Def Leppard VH1 production.
What?
Who's he playing?
I don't know who he's playing, but he's definitely in the Def Leppard movie.
Yeah, I play the drummer's leg.
Whoa.
Def Leppard movie tomorrow night.
Made
in
a movie?
Yeah. It's a VH1 movie.
It's a VH1 movie. Like they
do
cast
they act it in or
no? It's not them. They cast people as Def Leppard, which is hysterical.
Where did they get the one armed actor from?
I have no idea.
Armed leg, whatever.
Arm?
No, I know. But who cares?
Body, I know my amputees.
Leg, whatever.
I know my amputees.
So I saw some dramatic moments of him in the hospital, you know, and the fake Def Leppard talking to him, you know, trying to act like Def Leppard.
We're still gonna be a band.
Yeah, stuff like that.
We're still gonna rock it.
We're still gonna be a band.
We're not giving up on Def Leppard.
No.
We're going to still be a band. Photograph will live on.
We'll be back with more of the Def Leppard story on VH1.
So back to Spinal Tap.
Back it!
To the head.
Back it!
Shut up!
Both of
shut up!
How annoyed must the roommates of those guys be? Food, shut up, bitch, shut up!
Yeah, here we go. VH1 Behind the Music presents Def Leppard.
but not really Def Leppard in the Not Really Def Leppard story. And the guy with the missing arm, but he's not really missing an arm. How did they do that? We'll show you on Behind the Def Leppard Movie, Behind the Music.
See how they struggled on to perform songs like Love Bites.
Love Bites.
When you need love.
Pour some sugar on me and rock it. Yeah.
Watch how they were gang raped by five black rappers after a concert one day and still survived on.
Make your own British flag shorts. Just like the drummer. The movie Hysteria. Def Leppard. Starring people that kind of look like Def Leppard. I'm there. I'm there. That says watch me.
How cheesy was the blonde guy? Remember the blonde guy?
They all were blonde, no?
Tight pants. No, no, no. The short blonde hair.
Hey,
guy.
And then the guy died.
Wait a minute. The one long hair guy
died.
Shoot himself or something?
No, he got like so effed up all the time on booze and drugs. Oh, that's got to be a great part of the movie, too.
Oh, bandmate's dead, but the band's got to go on.
We're missing a leg and a player, but we can still sing Love Bites.
Oh, me gone, me foot fell off. But we could still be a band. See Def Leppard as they transform into a band of nothing but heads. Heads. Singing heads. My body rotted off, but we're still a band. We've got to keep Def Leppard together. Singing heads.
They're bringing their heads out. Shut up. They're bringing them out.
Look, it's the head.
They're putting them on the stool, man.
A story of courage and bravery. As Def Leppard is just heads. Def heads. I had to learn how to play the guitar all over again when I was just a head. It's hard to I had to reteach myself guitar. Because I had to play with me tongue.
With special guest Ozzy Osbourne. As he comes in and grabs one of the heads and bites it in half. And then shoves the other half in his pooper.
Well, it's quite amazing. I was saying it was just a head. I feel we were snorting some lines. It's just a head. Cocaine came right out the neck.
I think when you say it's this much head.
See the story of courage, bravery. A story no one gives a flying F about. Def Leppard in Torso Rock. See, they're choking on their own vomit stories. Def Leppard hysteria.
One time, one told me it's because they came on and it's just a mess.
I don't know what they're saying either. It was great. We're all still buds from long ago, and no matter how many body parts fall off, we got to keep the band together.
We were abused. I remember one time we went out with Metallica and they used our heads for kickballs. It was not funny. Lars got real drunk and he urinated on my wife.
I remember one time the bass player, you know, he's still just a head, decided to take a drive, and he got in a horrible accident and lost his ears. And since he played the bass with his ears on his head, he had to teach himself all over how to play without the ears. Hysteria.
See how one of them finally went into a movie career and entered the movie Castaway.
The road show. The stage production, London of Castaway.
What was the guy's name, Castaway?
The part of Wilson.
Wilson.
Wilson!
Wilson. I changed my name to Wilson.
Wilson!
Hey, Matt, what's up?
Yes, I got a real good feeling that they're going to have to change the name of that movie to Hysterical.
Yeah,
gonna have a big bag of herb tomorrow. Do some bong hits. It's gonna be funny.
Right on. Well, they got the bad wig jobs and stuff.
Yeah, the bad 80s British rock guy wigs.